Hello.
Shalom, Rav Lapiansky.
Hi,
how are you?
I guess we're on.
We're on.
Is the mic okay?
It's okay by me. It's okay by me.
It sounds a little tough to me. Yeah.
Is it better? Because I actually didn't have batteries in last week. I thought it's supposed to have like 6 hours, so tell me if it's too weak. Okay. We're holding over here in the third paragraph over here.
Yes. Let me ask you, before we go on, can I ask you a question on what we've done so far? So the way I understood we finished off last week was that the relationship between Sneas and Kavod was that the Maila HaPanimi, that which is that has the Madrega Panim, always stays Panim. The king, the queen is always inside, but that which surrounds them corresponds to it, meaning the Chitzonius is more Mechubed. The Panim is the more Mechubed the Chitzonius is, and that's the Kavod which is B'chutz. Is that more or less correct? Hello? I can't hear.
Better now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. The Panim, whatever it is that goes on inside, its kavod is to be hidden from public view. Whatever goes on around, in a sense, that's sort of hiding you, it's sort of ensconcing you, that is the more the bigger. Like a person who's walking with Bagadim, the person himself should be hidden, that's his kavod. The less exposed, the more kavod. The more begodim he has, grander, nicer, finer, that tends to be the kavod. There's a kohen gadol wears shmona begodim, which, in effect, what happens is he is more hidden inside, and there is a more magnificent display of him on the outside. So we have sort of both of them, like we said last week.
Is it true to say though that the more the Maila, the Nister is more the grandeur of the Chutz? Because the Kohen Gadol has such a big Maila, that's why he has the Shmoneh Begadim.
Right. In other words, well, to put it better, it ought to be that way. It's something which Seichel says should be that way. A person can obviously put on a big day malchus and not be worthy of anything. A person can play a game with it, but the way it ought to be is that the person's chutz, the chashivas of the chutz, should definitely be reflected in the mile of the person. It should be reflecting the mile of the person.
So
in other words, it's not. I don't want to say that because the Kohen Gadol is wearing Shmoneh Begadim, that makes him chashiv, but that is the appropriate expression of his chashivas.
So then, actually, it's the beginning, at the end of the previous paragraph, he made a call shekem v'kal v'choyma. The Shah Dvarim, Keshe lo ye noeg yesh gnus, echepa vada tashe noeg bitsnias.
Right.
How does that fit in? Because Shah Dvarim are pachus, they're less b'maila, and therefore they don't need to be so nista, they don't need to be so.
Well, I think the sense is, and therefore these things create a greater gnus to the person. If they are, let's take a very simple muscle. The greatest gnai to a person is when personal inyanim of his are in the open. When the person's private inyanim that should be hidden, the most pachos of the zevarim, when that's outside, that certainly is a great knus. So there is something there about that. On the other hand, the chashivas lies when the person is actually when a person puts on bgadim, even those places that normally people wouldn't put. So lamashal, a king wears a crown, which is something normally people would not do, but it's something which the person creates a crown around himself. What's the right word for it? It's a mila over the others, and that becomes his chashivas. So you have the chashivas of a person expressed in the plus of the begadim. Those areas of his that are tsunua normally, and should normally have been hidden, kind of, that becomes his place for the greatest bizoyan. The two extremes go. The areas of a person that are of great bizoyan should certainly be hidden. The ultimate display of kavod lies in things that are great and chashev and beyond what they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at the next paragraph. Any other questions before we go?
Just one thing I noticed. It seems also that tznius is, I mean, it's got almost two contradictory roles, right? There's a tznius because of the maila, and there's a tznius machmas v'chisaron as well. Is that just going across the whole spec? I mean, it's almost contradictory, no?
Well, let's put it this way. It falls under the rubric of kavod, and the rubric of kavod has in itself both pieces to it. The rubric of kavod is that which is less the person's own weaknesses, his soft spots, and more the greatness and the chashivas. So kavod can express a plus. Dvarim chashuvim, in other words, a normal person would not be embarrassed to walk in shirt sleeves. A chashuv person is embarrassed to walk in shirt sleeves because machmas, because he's such a nichbad, exposing a hand would be a bizoyan to him. The bizoyan is sometimes noveyab machmas the etzem pachisus adava, when you have part of the guf that's the etzem pachus, and then for a great nichbad, even a something which is not so pachos like a hand, the exposure of it would be bizoyan. That's the I guess the way to put the two sort of on the one rubric.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
The next one is he brings another chazal like he usually does. Beperek hamotzei, Amar Rav Yochanan, il mole lo nitna tor li Yisrael. Lamadna tsnius mechatul vegez minimola varayis miyona vedecharet mitarnegol shemifinus achakach boa. My komel he zigas vina fechul. It's a gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Yechna says if Torah wouldn't have begun to call Yisrael, we could learn some of the middos from different animals. So he says we could learn tsnius from a chatul. We could learn Gezel from an Amala. We could learn Arayas from a Yona. So they say, so the Rashi says, Tznius HaChatul, HaChatul hides its body function. An Amala is careful not to take Zela from anything else. Varayas Miyona, and a Yona stays faithful to its mate. V'derech Eretz Mitarnagol, Shemifayas HaKafol. This is a fascinating one. It says, a Tarnagol first act nice to the Tarnagolas, it flutters its wings, and the Gemara says, Maika Omalah, what is the Tarnagol saying? Ziga Zvingalach at Karadar, I think it says, I will buy you a coat that reaches down to the ground, a magnificent coat. When the Tarnagol finishes the beer, its head droops, and it says, I swear to you, if I have, I swear to you that if I have any money, and I'm not buying you the coat. In other words, I'd give you the list. Nickel, I just don't have anything to give you. That's the Lashon Chazal over there. Okay, so the Maral is going to explain it. Kedako. Boler vayeh, ki nimso is edvarim tovim afilo balachayim, she'enam edvarim lefitivo. You find actions amongst balachayim that are not things that one would naturally attribute to instinct. She'tuch aladat ki is edvarim midas tovil sem tivim, lefiseda ha'olam roi shiyu, reynimte etzal balachayim. So, the Maral says the following. When I want to take a look and ask myself if something is natural or unnatural, am I changing something from its natural order, or am I following the natural order of events? The way in which we normally determine natural order of events is simply by do we find it in nature or not? Now, if I find let's say, an aggressive tendency by animals, then I would say aggression is natural. It also fits a certain natural scheme of things. The scheme of things is to get food and stuff, and aggression helps in that. So I call aggression a natural behavior. The midos tovos, hanhagos tovos, one may debate the issue. And one may say, well, these are perhaps not natural and haggis. Once upon a time, anthropologists, and I don't know if once upon a time or even now, there was a big, there was a trend of thought that since you find all sorts of tribes and all sorts of different far out places in the world, who don't seem to have any restrictions on Arayas, that means the natural order of things is Arayas a free-for-all, and somehow we've perverted that, and that's brought so much problems to us. That's sort of what the... So Chazal said, if we to investigate and see, are midos a desire to bring a person back to the natural order of things? And like Kimbar Sadam Yosher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the person through Midos Tovos, we're writing a person to be the Toiv or the Yosher, versus maybe Midos Tovos are an imposed behavior onto the natural order of things. Finding it by Balei Chaim gives us a sense that this must be a reflection of a certain pneumistic and natural order instead of an imposition from the outside for whatever reason. So he says, therefore, the Adam Shinashoma Midas HaTovas Elu, who Yosa Garua Min Balchai, a person who is not keeping Midas Tovos is in effect worse than a Balchai. You see that different balachayim have certain dveikus mishleimus. Lo kmo sheish omrim ki agezul b'shul kachura shem lo kein ish asoyer chayim b'lo ohu. V'chein atzniyus en rak b'shul kovod vad. V'chein arayis en rak nimus shen agarasu b'znus. So the Maral is explaining that Chazal came to address the shita that all of the hanhagas that we call hanhagas tovus, or what we call midas tovus, are utilitarian in nature. In other words, there is no, if a person was on a desert island, one would have a hard time describing any set of midas as being particularly bad or wrong. For instance, let's say something. If it is a convention, if people eat with knives and forks, and we say, well, you know, eating with hands turns some people off, it sort of revolts some people. But if I were living myself in desert island, there obviously would be no point in eating with a fork and knife and so on. Well, one can't say it's an intrinsic value. It's either very useful, and in terms of etiquette, it's a way to make interacting with people pleasant. So one could say the following point, that midos and anhagas tovos are simply an effective and efficient way of the interaction of different people that should mesh well. And people would blow up all the time, they would get nothing done, they would come to great harm, so that's why midah of savlanis is good, and midah chesed is good, because you never know when somebody might need a helping hand, and so on and so forth. That's a very, very secular approach to it. Chazal say, you find it in Baal HaChaim instinctively. It doesn't make sense that it would be there instinctively, except as a remez, a sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's basic midas are reflected in different Baal HaChaim to show us that really all of these inyanim are part of a natural order, and that's how it comes about. Let's take an example. Let's take an example of a different area. the idea of that many things are round shaped in nature sort of have a rounder shape. So once upon a time it was thought, and it was the Greek type of thinking was that this is kind of a perfection that's stamped onto the Bria. Today we understand that it's a shape that comes about naturally when you have equal pull on all sides and so on and so forth. The Chazal are saying that mitzad the panimius of the Bria, these are traits that manifest themselves as a result of being a panimius tikka emes. So that's what Chazal meant by having all by describing that we could have learned from all these animals. Looking around, we would have gotten hints of what the emes is. I guess if you could use kind of a it would be sort of its clues. It's like if somebody has been in this room, I look around, I'm going to find some telltale signs. I'll find some scuff marks, I'll find some threads, I'll find some this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Bore, his midos will leave some sort of stamp on the Bria, and a close examination I can find it. Aval, HaDvorim HaRoyim, Em Yoytzim and Ayoyshev Emes Ba'atzmoy. Things that are bad, they are things that are crooked. So he's saying the things that are, especially the midos, that are characterized as being bad and negative in Chazal, these are things that be'etzim are a perversion of something that ought to be right. So tzniyos and shmir from arayas and not gazela and so on. These are things that are natural, and the negative elements are perversions of it. It means, by the way, that when we're dealing with chinuch or either with ourselves or with others, when you tell a kid, I want you to be a world-famous pianist, the kid can say, you know, I really don't care for music. It's not me. Leave me alone. And it's a valid taina. But if I tell a kid I want you to be honest, and the kid says, well, it's not me. The honesty doesn't talk to me, and I don't feel like being honest, and leave me alone, we perceive that as being wrong. Because honesty is the etzem tzuras ha'adam. And if a person has problems with honesty, he is a distortion. It's his problem. It's not something that is, it's natural to be dishonest, and we're trying to foist honesty, and if a person is not capable of having it, then why foist something that's not him? All of these things are, quote-unquote, natural. That's the point that Chazal meant over here. So he says that the four midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are listed, we need to understand them. Bekachu Seder Shalahem, Kashem Chachma. And the appropriate Seder is Arayas Gezel Tzius Nacheres. That's their Seder of Pipnim. Rak Shezorcham Kach, if they say his Chloima, il Wolel Nita Tzareh V'chulu. But he is Karol V'Tarek Moshe Zbaya. He says, they're not listed in order. The order would have been Arayas Gezel, Sneas and Derech Eretz, and Chazal listed it this way because they said the model is the Torah of Israel. Torah is close to the Mid of Tzniyot, like you said before, but Torah needs to be Tzniyot, and therefore you have that order. The the morale is so same what he said, and he doesn't explain himself much more. The Derech Chol, when the Maral says something about Tovin Derech Chachma, he means Kabbalah. We'll try to give some sort of Havana in the order he gives. This also seems to be a bafflingly random order. Arayas Gezel, Sneas, and Derech Eretz doesn't sound of any better than Sneas, Gezel, Arayas, Derech Eretz. It's all the same. What does he mean here? So I'll try to briefly touch on what I think he means. I mean, it's not explaining himself a lot. Basically, whenever you have four elements, the most common structure to accommodate the four elements are the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Yud, and a Hey, and a Vav, and a Hey. It's a certain structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos put together in a certain order. The Yud represents the Chachma, and the Hey represents Bina. That's the first half. The Vav represents the next six midos from Chesed through Yesod. And then the last Hey represents Malchus. That's the way it is. Yes, there's an awful lot that goes behind it, but this is the structure. The Yud and the Hey are very primary hanhagas. The Chachma and the Bina are sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's basic plan for the world, and the Vav and the Hey are sort of an implementation of it. I'm going to try to sort of give it, feed it into the reason, to put into the structure that he has set up over here. Arayas is the source of hashpa that will lead to holada. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a borei olam. Chachma is that which becomes the content for Bina to work with. Rashi says Chachma is what a person got from his Rebbe. Bina is what he understands in it. So it's sort of analogous to the Zera, the Ish, and the process of development of the Isha. It is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mashpia is the Mashpia into the world, and that's all part of that same Mahalach. And therefore, the Chachma, which is Hashpa, beginning Shoresh, is the Nekuda of Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Arayas mitzad is content, that a person has the ability to expand his own Metzias into many more Metzias. That is Chachma. And then there's a counter effect. For instance, a man mitzad is Koach Hazria, the amount of souls that a man releases are in the hundreds of millions. It's an incredible amount. Mitzad, what the woman allows to develop, is quite limited, usually one. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Shemayim were going and stretching endlessly, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. So you had a counter meter. In order to produce a child, in order to produce something in the Hemshech, you need to have a creative force and a limiting force. Represents by a father and a mother. The father gives Zera, which is sort of a limited. The woman limits it. She's Magdalene. And the Avera, so to speak, the Indian in the Torah that one would most closely associate with it is Gzela. In other words, the Gvulos on my Rishus and my Nechasim would be Gzela. So you have a Zelu Mazeh of Hashpah, an unbridled, unlimited Hashpah mitzad Mashpia, and a reigning in limiting. And in a sense, giving form. It says that a woman, where Chazal describe a woman gives form to the Uber. The giving of the form means the limiting. It's like when I take a rack and I impose a form on it, I'm always cutting the rack down and giving it gevulos, and the form comes out in gevulos. So that would be Arayus and Gezel as two. The Vav, which represents all of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu up to Malchus, is the clout of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the Bria. And therefore, it is something which is it's six meters. The Vav represents, is a letter of Chibur, many, many things. And that represents the Guf HaTorah. The Midah that is sort of the middle of the middle is called Tiferes, and Matan Torah is Tiferes. Torah, in its big meaning, in its broader meaning, means the entirety of what should be passed on to the world, interacted, and that's something that requires tznius in line with what he said before about Torah being chamuk yirichayim. So the chachma and the bina never require really tznius. Nobody sees my Chachma Bina. Chachma Bina doesn't need to be covered. They are covered. The behest of the etzim, the midah of Hatzor doesn't apply because what I think is always hidden. It's the cloak around me. It's the body needs a cloak. And since the Vav represents an analogy to an entire body, that requires the tzniyus and the cloaking and so on. The final stage, which is what's called Malchus, and we speak about over here, Derech Eretz, is the bestowing of that into Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, bringing it out, manifesting it in themselves. Klal Yisrael expressing it in themselves. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, or the Bria, or Klal Yisrael, you know, depending on the Tkufas, the first Tkufa, the Bria entirety, and then Klal Yisrael, It's the expression of that. That little piece that the Gemara says about the Tarnagol being Mephias Tarnagolus means as follows. In the process of transferring something to somebody else, when a person learns with a Talmud, when a person wants somebody to emulate him, you need to be mephias the person, in the sense, I need to convince you. I need to make you receptive to the idea. It's sort of a process of having the other one want to partake. Derech Eretz means that I do things in a way that takes the other into account. That's what Derech Eretz means over here. And in the Tarnagol, you see that the Tarnagol's process is a process that he needs to take the Tarnagolus into Cheshbon. He can't assault the Tarnagolus and be Ma'anasur. He needs to be Mephiaser and bring her on board, so to speak. So he says, read this out a bit.
Just one question on the end bit of the Chazal with the Tarnagol and Tarnagolis. Was you have to say?
He'll explain that. We'll get there. Okay. We won't leave it hanging, Baruch Hashem. He won't leave it hanging. It's nothing to do with me. Because these four things are distinct. That's where you find it in four different animals. I want to stop and explain this. It's important point. The difference between Klal Yisrael and other Umos HaOlam, and with the same analogy, the difference between Adam and other Balachayim is in the midah of Klalius. Because Adam and certainly Klal Yisrael are a midah that's kolel everything, that means the Torah can be mechayev me to do everything, because my midah is seichel and das, which be'etzim is not limited to anyone on Haga. It's seichel and das can apply to every mahalach the appropriate way of doing it. Masha Einkein in the anything that's set, anything that is preset, is preset in one way. This is this material, and that's all it is. A Baal Chai can be either or. Umas Olam have a sar, which means they're pretty limited. So a nation has a sense of beauty. A nation has a sense of Rachman. A nation has a sense of Seder. Klal Yisrael has the ability to apply all of them. And the same thing for Sarsos Baal Chaim. So since there are four different anhagas, fundamentally, each one will be expressed in a different Baal Chaim. V'zeh shama by lomadnu tzniyos michatul, shasoy tzachor v'fnei v'odom, gavu mchat tzachor, one, hanemola n'gozelos mashu l'acher, u'mizeh teda k'agezel hi yoytzem na yoyshe v'atzmoy. The fact that you see in Baal Chaim there's a structure that defines something as mine or yours, to see gzela is be'etzem wrong, because, you know, one could make an argument, which was made by plenty of philosophers over the ages, that there's no such thing as personal property. Why is there? If there's food, strongest gets to it, it is equitably distributed, it's whatever. The idea that there is mine, be'etzem, it's that we see it in the Mala. V'chein ha'raya sheim shleimus ha'guf timotze b'yoyna. V'derech eret u'dov ha'revish u'shayach l'odom mashu l'odom sheslinok derech eret. V'lakach omar shezinim t'gam ke betana gol shnekur geva shemifayis v'chak ha'boil v'dov ha'zer derech eret. By the way, as a Maimon Musger, one of the trends in modern day thinking is that any time we find an haga of Toiv in the Bria and in Adam, we need to explain why it's really utilitarian. That the reason why people can be kind is because it's beneficial for society to be kind, and the reason why people have a sense of marriage is because it's beneficial. Everything has to be bedafka mitzad the benefit, which is really the hefer of what he's saying. But Agapanim, it's quite clear that there's such an approach and a need for that approach, because if it's not a reflection of some inner meters, then what you're doing here, why hasn't evolution weeded out such unprofitable behavior patterns as loyalty to a spouse, tzniyos, and gzela? So we'll just have to answer why it's better. But the answer that there's a hatabah of Tov in the Bria is obviously, if you don't agree to that, then you can't agree to that term. What about that last piece? Umasha Oma Domla Tanagol Shiroto Liknos Lo Sarbol Dematiat Ara. He wants to buy a cloak. Bevade Dovazen Shach Balachayim. Yeah, obviously Balachayim don't buy clothing. Avala Sarbola Zeh, who ha Avo Lifrais Knof of Olav. Chazal call the suin prises knafayim, like by Rus. It's you spread your wings over the other. The other is unsheltered, open. The chasm by decking a kala is part of the process. It's sort of an expression of the marriage itself. I'm being prises knafayim. I will shelter you from the world. You will be tsanua v'beisi, and you know I will be the chitzonius, and you will be the pnimius. And so the ritzu, so to speak, of the tarnagol is that process. The achas hashimish imo she'en lo et koyach hatashmish lekachu kofif rosho ve'en lo akoach lefritzat knofav v'shul chulsos hatashmish v'zeo b'teva. So once it's finished its tashmish, it no longer has the koach to do it. In other words, the koach of being Peres Nafayim was injected in it through the Mashiach of Arayas, and then it no longer has it anymore. So it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it as a limited koach for Peres Arayas, it's gone when the Arayas is gone. V'espar lecha b'bir legamri kamidas einem baskamas ne'odak v'shchoshkas ne'odak. That the middles are not a convention of people. The middles have some inherent bad. I want to add one nekuda that I think fits well what he says. I mean, he's explaining this Chazal over here. He could have explained it anywhere, really, because he's speaking about Midos. I think of the Midos mentioned, Sneos is probably the most, the one that we strongly would think has nothing to do with Valchai Besen. Exela, you could say, okay, you know, you want everyone to be able to eat, and so on and so forth. You want it to be an incentive. It's easy to find reasons for the other three and to say why the Teva itself is going to, why the Teva itself produces it. Tznius is something which, if people come along and say, well, it's not beneficial, so this is a perverted imposition on the Bria. I mean, someone came along and said, you should be tzanuah. Why? It doesn't help anybody being tzanuah. It just burdens people with all sorts of guilt feelings and so on and so forth. Why have it? But if we find tzanias in the Baal Chai, so you see that it's part of the real, it's the pnimius toiv of the world, and therefore by Adam a person needs to do it consciously. But I think there's that this type of, I think by it's especially appropriate by the meter of Tznius. Any questions? Okay, so I guess next Thursday, Be'ez Hashem, a week from this Thursday will be next time we'll meet. Is that the time that's good for everybody?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, get back next Thursday. Good Shabbos.
Okay, good job. Thanks for helping me, Anthony.
Awesome.